It's Tuesday. That means we're talking about work here on The Takeaway. And today we're talking about ugly workplaces. We're joined by Beth Kobliner, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. And Beth, here's something we got from Amanda, who lives in New York.
In the past year, I've worked in two restaurants and at one office job. While at the office job, the company basically stopped paying the employees, which, as you can imagine, caused a pretty awful work environment. The owners refused to talk about it or give us any details on when the situation would change, and that obviously left all the employees to chatter amongst ourselves. It was really difficult when we would find out someone else got paid and we knew that we didn't. They made it hard to leave because, you know, it's difficult to find a job these days, and I ended up leaving just because of the environment. But in the restaurant business, it was especially difficult because when it was really slow and you were coming into a new environment, managers already had their favorites, and there were times when I would come into work and be sent home.
Wow, that's ugly.
Yeah, she went from one ugly workplace into another ugly workplace. Is this happening more now that people are being laid off, now that salaries are being cut? Are people backstabbing one another to try to save their own jobs?
You know, Celeste, since cavemen have gone out to slay the wild boar, you know, since whenever you have two guys and one leader, there's been workplace politics. There's backbiting, sucking up, taking credit, and we're seeing it more and more. In fact, a recent poll found, in fact, that we're seeing people are saying 4 out of 10 employees are now encountering more workplace politicking, backstabbing going on because of the recession, because people are desperate. You know, if you're afraid you're going to lose your job and you're feeling threatened, then you're more likely to try to maneuver your way around it so that you kind of get ahead and look better in the eyes of your employer.
So Will Markham is also with us, a former GM assembly plant worker and member of the UAW. We've heard from Will several times.
Our buddy Will Markham.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
He's worked at this GM plant for 20 years. And Will, the plant closed down last week. And I'm wondering, as you were leading up to the plant closing, what was the environment like among the employees?
Well, there was a lot of rumors, you know. Of course, you got the rumor mill, and being there were so many decisions being made well above us, outside the local. You know, we had an information kind of blackout, so left a lot of room for the rumors. And, of course, people were trying to get reassigned at other locations. A couple people got assigned to Kansas. Their families are still here, you know, and they uprooted and went and, you know, that's not a place you can drive back every weekend. So, you know, their families are still here and they're in Kansas. So it was really, there was a lot of backbiting, a lot of competition, and it was over jobs that weren't exactly great, admirable situations to be in.
So, Beth, you hear what he's talking about from Pontiac,
yeah.
Pontiac, Michigan. When people know that they're going to get laid off and they're trying to scramble for the few positions that they can get, I imagine it gets worse.
It does get worse. And I think the one thing that's come out of this, which I think is an interesting perspective, is there might be an opportunity here. And bear with me for a minute. I think because of the recession, you're looking at me skeptically, but because of the recession, I think there's an opportunity here to embrace our inner Machiavelli in the sense that you need to be astute. You need to kind of, I think the lesson is that when people are laid off and you're left in the workplace, you know, if you're in a situation where you're a remaining worker, you have to learn the office politics. I was never good at this personally, but you need to know who's your boss, who's under your boss, who's your boss's boss, because, you know, a poll found by the Center for Creative Leadership that 66% of employees say that people in their organization are demoted, fired, or passed up for promotion because they lack political skill. And I think the lesson there is you need to kind of, you know, you don't have to be part of the backstabbing, but you need to understand the politics to kind of maneuver your way in this particularly tough time.
Well,
it's the sad reality.
Embrace the inner Machiavelli. It raises a moral issue. Will Markham, here's a question from your buddy John Hockenberry. What wouldn't you do to save your job, Will Markham? I mean, what stab would you not do? What meeting would you not have? What dishonesty would you not engage in to hold on to your job if it was a matter of desperation?
Well, you're tough. That was a tough one. There's a lot of things I wouldn't do. I mean, I had a situation last week where I could have advanced myself over someone else, and I turned that down. You know what I mean? That's unfortunately, I mean, I guess you got to get used to it, but unfortunately, you know, we can all talk politics, we can talk this and that, but 9 times out of 10, politics, not the best person is going to be promoted. Mm-hmm. And theirs, I think, is what's killing America and killing the workforce right now. Is it's wonderful to have a lot of friends. It's wonderful to politic and feel accepted. But at the end of the day, it's a competitive workplace. We're in a new world market, and we need our best to be promoted and moved up. And I'm afraid with politics and that kind of backbiting, that very seldom happens.
Well, you can hear in his voice. You can hear in his voice what's driving this.
It's really difficult. I'm not saying. I mean, I think it's sort of flip to say inner Machiavelli, but I think when you flip it around, you know, poll after poll shows that employers want workers who have good interpersonal skills, who are good at getting along with others, the quote-unquote team player. And I think it's sort of a shift in what we need to do in terms of being quote-unquote successful in the workplace, that you have to kind of get along. And I think it's tough for people who just kind of keep their head down and try to get their work done. That mode doesn't seem to work in this current work environment where it is so dog-eat-dog.
So Will, you're actually were a union leader at the plant. And from what I understand, although a lot of the managers got reassigned, 90% of the line workers were laid off. So how did you keep the workers from eating each other alive?
We just kept our ears to the ground. We've got a lot of people on temporary assignments where it may only be for the next 3 to 6 months, but we were able to at least get people into temporary assignments to hopefully buy time to find other locations. I mean, it's right now it's like musical chairs, and when the music stops, there's not enough chairs to go around.
Whoa.
So it makes it very difficult, you know. And I agree 100% with what's being said about we as a workforce have to learn to work with one another and be more competitive, and you know, that is very important. But I just hope that, you know, the things that built this country was our initiative and our individuality, and I just hope that doesn't get washed away in the process.
Okay, Will Markham, former GM assembly plant worker from Pontiac, Michigan, and Beth Kobliner, takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.